Welcome back to Family Affairs. This is Jonathan Fogel. We are here with the authors of a new book called Relational Shifts. It's a family authorship of the book. It's Lee Lieberman, his ex-wife Julie Rappaport, and their daughter Tasha Lieberman. Tasha, how old were you when you sat down to write your part of the book?
When I was still 14, we had some questions, and I wrote down my answers.
Some of the writings of Tasha's I took from her school papers and things like that, where one time her teacher called me and said, "You've got to read this paper. It's called The Horrible Word Called Divorce."
Yep.
But the thing that really got me so strongly when I found it was this sweet little thing about my dad. And the very last line is, "I hope my mom never break up with my dad."
Yeah.
And to me, that was so poignant that at 6 years old, she already understood that there was something going on. And I think that no matter how wonderful we try to make things look to our children, they pick up on things that we have no idea they pick up on.
And that was something, Tasha, I wanted to ask you about. How much did you, you know, really realize that your parents were going through this divorce, and how difficult was that for you?
At the time, like, even when they were together, I thought they were getting, I thought they were fine, just like, you know, the occasional fights I thought all the parents had. I mean, I don't remember all of it, but I know they got divorced, and I remember moving into my mom's new house.
Tasha, you talk about how you went to school and you couldn't talk to your friends. You were worried that maybe they would look at you differently and think differently about you because you were coming from a divorced family. How did you get over that, and was that something that you, eventually were able to talk to your friends about? Were they supportive?
Yeah, I didn't realize, like, that there were more than, like, just me whose parents were divorced. Like, one of my best guy friends' parents were getting divorced at the same time. And the first time, I was just kind of scared to tell my friends, only because I didn't want to be different from everyone. Because we were going into third grade, and we were getting into the where all the groups started forming. And I didn't want to be, outcast.
Sure.
I just wanted to be able to fit in. But then I realized, like, it didn't really matter. They were there for me, and they supported me.
One of the things that you said was really important for you was to have a journal.
My nanny, she gave me this. It was like a divorce journal. So it already had stuff written out, but you had to fill in the blanks. It's like, today I feel blank, and I miss my parents because doing blank with me, or just stuff like that.
Did you find it, you know, therapeutic? Was it something that helped you kind of get those feelings out?
I mean, sometimes still, I'll not on a journal, but like on the computer, if I just keep typing and typing, like, your feelings come out.
It was a good tool.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's really an important thing for parents to recognize, too, that their children need to get those feelings out. Sometimes they don't want to talk to their parents. They don't want to go to their mom and dad and say, "This is how I feel." Or maybe they don't even know that that's okay, even though their parents are telling them it's okay. Mm-hmm. But to sit down and write it, it seems a little bit more removed. You've been listening to Family Affairs on FM 107. If you are interested in finding more about the book, you can find it at Amazon.com, or you can go to www.relationalshifts.com.